Good afternoon. It will remain windy and very cold for this time of year across interior New York and New England for the afternoon hours. At times, winds will gust over 30, even 40 miles per hour, and it will continue to drive in the coldest air of the season. Temperatures will struggle despite mostly sunny skies for the second half of the day and remain in the 20s or lower 30s throughout the region, and when combined with the wind, it will feel like it's in the single digits and teens through sunset. The wind will gradually diminish after dark tonight. With crystal clear skies and that Arctic high pressure overhead, temperatures will drop quickly back through the 20s and into the teens for overnight lows, and across the higher terrain, even some single digits by sunrise tomorrow. This will set us up for a dry but chilly weekend with lots of sunshine around tomorrow, a nice recovery back into the middle to upper 30s for highs, which is below normal for this time of year, but with less wind and full sunshine, it'll feel more comfortable out there tomorrow. In fact, we'll be up into the lower 40s by Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds as that high pressure dominates through the second half of the weekend. A weak disturbance will approach from the Ohio Valley on Monday. We'll have some clouds around Sunday night into Monday, but generally dry with highs in the mid-40s with a return to sunshine by the end of the day. This will bring us into a dry stretch of weather through the middle of next week with a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Temperatures will start off in the middle to upper 40s but climb up toward 50 by the end of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same cold front pushing across the eastern United States will usher in winter-like temperatures from the upper Midwest deep into the mid-Atlantic region, where readings could be as much as 20 degrees below normal. Freeze watches are in effect for parts of the mid-Atlantic region, and locally heavy lake effect snow that's been occurring is now winding down across northern Michigan as the winds subside there today. Out west, a front moving across that region will bring a chance for some moderate to heavy snow in the higher elevations of the Pacific Northwest and northern Rockies. The front will push into the central United States with snow showers tapering off before another storm system reaches the Pacific Northwest by the end of the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Myers and Tampa, both in Florida, to a low of 11 below zero at Poplar, Montana, and Bottineau, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy with temperatures falling through the 30s. Boston mostly sunny, windy, readings falling through the 30s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and windy with passing flurries and highs in the mid to upper 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 33. The record high, 72, set in 1931, and the record low, 16, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:37 p.m., 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows in the single digits and lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and very cold today with highs in the lower 30s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with scattered snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs around 30. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and very cold today with a few passing flurries and highs around 30. Clear and very cold tonight with lows in the lower to mid-teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but chilly, mid to upper 30s, a mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s on Sunday. Morning clouds giving way to sunshine Monday back into the mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 40s Tuesday. Increasing clouds, upper 40s on Wednesday. And back to sunshine on Thursday with highs around 50 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.